Let me begin by explaining what we mean by blessing when we talk about a Lama's blessing, or the blessing of the Dharma in the Buddhist context. Blessing must arise from within your own mind. It is not something that comes from outside. When the positive qualities of your mind increase and the negativities decrease, that is what blessing means. The Tibetan word for blessing is pronounced chinlap and means transforming into magnificent potential. Therefore, blessing refers to the development of virtuous qualities that you did not previously have, and the improvement of those good qualities that you have already developed. It also means decreasing the defilements of the mind that obstruct the generation of wholesome qualities. So actual blessing is received when the mind's virtuous attributes gain strength and its defective characteristics weaken or deteriorate. Among the three parts of the stages of meditation, this is the middle part. The main thesis of this treatise concerns establishing selflessness by relying on that single-pointed concentration which is a union of special insight and a calmly abiding mind. And as it belongs to the collection of knowledge, supplication is made to Manjushri. With the phrase, "For those who follow the system of Mahayana sutras," the author briefly reveals the process of meditation for those who study this treatise. Now the question arises, what is the ultimate goal of those who practice the Mahayana teachings? And the answer is Buddhahood. What does Buddhahood mean? One who possesses a transcendental, all-knowing wisdom is a Buddha, and this state is referred to as Buddhahood. Since the final goal of the Mahayana teachings is to attain this omniscient state, the practitioner needs to investigate closely the means and methods that lead to this realization. Through such investigation, he or she must strive to pursue the correct and complete course for realizing the omniscient state. This is a brief summary of the theme of this program.